Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. In response to the official recognition of a beach near Los Angeles as a beacon of acceptance for the LGBTQ+ community last month, some individuals took it upon themselves to leave their mark on the shore in the form of vandalism. On Saturday, June 17, an occasion of festivity was held in the lovely Pacific Palisades to commemorate the remarkable LGBTQ+ history of Ginger Rogers Beach, a delightful part of the Will Rogers State Beach. The two newly painted lifeguard towers, adorned with Progress Pride flags, were unfortunately the target of vandalism by Monday morning, according to LAist. At the break of dawn, lifeguards noticed that towers 17 and 18 had been broken into, according to an LAPD representative. The destruction of several windows, theft of a first aid kit and county cell phone, and the addition of hateful language, specifically anti-Semitic and anti-LGBTQ+ remarks, on the rainbow-colored walls of the towers, has been deemed a hate crime by investigators. In Southern California, the number of offensive activities has been on the rise. In Huntington Beach, distasteful flyers have been sent out, targeting the Jewish and LGBTQ+ societies. In Glendale, a demonstration against a school district's opinion on LGBTQ+ instruction ended with physical altercations between Proud Boys and other demonstrators. The lifeguard towers were quickly scrubbed of their markings, however, they are still in service and running. Supervisor Lindsay P. Horvath, who proposed the measure to recognize the location, declared that, "We shall mend the towers and keep fighting against the extremism which has caused such abhorrent acts of hate. The only way to challenge hate is with love." Since the 1940s, LGBTQ+ people have found a sense of home and comfort along the Ginger Rogers Beach Strip. The views were filled with grand drag acts, making the beach an incredible experience. In a show of reverence for the beach, the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors approved a motion to install signage highlighting its significance and permanently color the towers in Progress Pride hues. This project was supported by the One Archives Foundation, the world's greatest repository of LGBTQ+ history. To honor Pride Month, Horvath put forward the idea of adorning the two towers of Ginger Rogers Beach in the colors of Progress Pride. On June 17, the towers were opened to the public with a joyous celebration, and will now serve as a place of gathering for the LGBTQ+ community. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors proudly declared their dedication to the LGBTQ+ community in honor of Pride, raising the Progress Pride flag over their buildings, creating an LGBTQ+ commission, and increasing access to gender-affirming care through their community health-serving departments. Horvath is a staunch supporter of LGBTQ+ rights, having vocalized her commitment to the cause many times. Her words of encouragement to the community are, "Let love reign supreme. Hate will never have the final say." I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.